Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Andre Wade joins us. He's State Director for Silver State Equality. Here for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
When Roe versus Wade was overturned, I couldn't believe it.
50 years of progress gone in an instant.
Now I hear Sam Brown was chairman of a group that fought to ban abortion.
With no exceptions, even for rape or incest.
And not only that, Sam Brown tried to hide it now that he's running for Senate, leaving it off his official campaign documents so we wouldn't find out.
It's no surprise that Sam Brown wants to hide his extreme views.
But we know he's not for us.
Wynn Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Andre Wade. He is State Director of Silver State Equality. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This wasn't on my original list of topics, but as we're taping this on the morning of July 22nd, the day after President Biden said he was not going to continue his campaign, what are your thoughts?
You know, it's a new day, a new decision that has been made by the president, and there's some new opportunities ahead. So we are in unprecedented times. We are going to see what the next few months look like, and we're all going to hope for the best.
Vice President Harris seems to be the choice. It's almost as though the political system had her in place and ready to go once this announcement was made. Was that the way it struck you?
Well, she is the vice president, so.
True, but I mean, there's, you know, a lot of discussion about Gavin Newsom and others, Gretchen Whitmer, that could have jumped in, and it seems like everybody's lining up behind the vice president.
Yeah, I think that shows the support that she has, the confidence, that the willingness to have the vice president in place, who has been a part of this administration, has been a part of the campaign. And so I think in a lot of ways it makes sense, and she's qualified and she's prepared. And I think it is great that people are galvanizing around her. We don't have much time. So the fact that this is happening in this way and it's happening quickly and she's coming rising to the top of the decision, I think makes sense.
There's also a ton of money. I mean, we're talking a quarter of $1 billion right off the bat that's already in the presidential fund. So that's a substantial amount of money that was already laid in, and fundraising opportunities on both sides are just gonna go bonkers here over the next couple of months.
Yeah, she's raised, from last I saw, nearly $50 million in just a few hours after her announcement that she was going to run. And there's gonna be some decisions made about what happened to the money that Biden has raised over the years, most recently in the past few months. And so yeah, it's going to be a fundraising opportunity, and that's what's needed to push her or any other candidate over the finish line.
Yeah, my understanding is that the money raised by the campaign for Joe Biden automatically goes to Harris just because it's the Biden-Harris ticket, and so there is no big decision part there. The other question is, and then I'll get off this topic, thoughts on who she might choose as a running mate?
You know, I have not thought about it too much. I've been trying to put a short list together for myself and see where the chips may fall. I'm curious to see what names come to the top, but I want to know what you think as far as what names might be considered.
You know, I'm going to answer the way Don Imus always used to answer, which is, I ask the questions around here because if I knew anything, I wouldn't have to have you on the program. So I'm going to just leave it right there.
I love it.
I do that with a big smile on my face for those listening on the radio. I have no clue. It was interesting to just even contemplate who would rise to the top and could win on the Democratic side. And I think the bigger question that it's opening up now, and again, not a topic I was thinking of when I first wanted to have you on the program, but the whole idea of age, and whether it be a presidential candidate, whether it be a Supreme Court justice, whether it be a senator. Strom Thurmond was 100 when he resigned from the Senate. Dianne Feinstein was obviously not able to deal with the situation of being a senator when she unfortunately passed away. So do you think that we have to rethink age limits, at least, you know, in the short term? When I say short term, maybe over the next 20 years, because we do tend to be a society that we are aging and aging better, but 80 plus seems to be a problem.
You know, personally speaking, I think there should be some considerations in place. You know, I just wonder about people and being at that quote unquote retirement age and wanting to just take a break and relax. But if you are unable to do your duties because of declining cognitive abilities, I think that should be taken into consideration. And it's not because of ageism, it's just being practical about someone being able to do any sort of job. And these political jobs take a lot of thinking, take a lot of energy, takes a lot of space to move about from office to office, to city, to take flights. And that takes a toll on anyone. And so someone who's 80 years old, that takes a special toll. For instance, me and my parents went on a trip, and after the trip, my dad was like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. And, you know, he's like 80, 81 years old. And so it makes sense that he's at that point where he doesn't know if he can handle the hustle and bustle of airlines and flights and delays. And I think there's one sort of consideration to have.
Yeah, well, I think it's the start of a discussion. Let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about some of the topics I really want to talk to you about. Connected with what you do in your position. So let's take a break and we'll come right back with Andre Wade after this timeout.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you, but we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Andre Wade. He's the State Director of Silver State Equality. And I wanted to talk to you about your recent visit to Washoe County and what you discovered on your visit. Where were you and what did you discover?
Well, my most recent visit, I went up for a happy hour that we had at an establishment up there. And it was just a way for us to reach out to the community and thank them for being involved in the work that we do. And I saw a growing community that is wanting to be heard, wants to be supported, and wants to be protected as far as their rights.
Okay, but then was it a previous visit that you came to a library meeting where book banning was the topic?
My staff attended the...
Oh, your staff, library. Okay.
Yes, I have a couple of staff members up there that have attended all the library board meetings in recent months.
And what did they find at that library board meeting?
They found a lot of hostility at times. They found a lot of people who are very supportive of libraries and are against book banning. This most recent library board meeting saw a couple of outside groups coming into the meetings and being disruptive. And they've been doing this across the nation, so it's nothing new. And they saw that there is a small number of loud voices who want to ban books and recategorize books, but there's an even larger number of people who don't want that to happen.
The thing that strikes me, because I'm one of those people, and I'm not a libertarian / libertarian party, but I'm kind of libertarian in my philosophies, is that, you know, you can't stop people from finding out what's real. If it's in a book, it's on the internet. I mean, you know, especially in this modern era. And so the idea of banning anything makes absolutely no sense to me, because especially with the kids today, give them my phone and they will be able to do 1,000 more things in 30 seconds than I can do in the next 3 years that I have a lease on that phone. What do you think the thinking is here? Because you can't stop young people from finding out what's going on in the world.
Well, we have seen over the past few years an increased attempt to silence transgender voices and LGBTQ plus voices more broadly. And that has translated into book bans regarding LGBTQ plus content that also includes racial minorities as well. And so it's part of a larger strategy to go after libraries, which is really going after books, which is really going after certain people. And so this is an attack on certain people, LGBTQ plus people, again, broadly, and transgender people specifically. And the going message is from the other side is that they want parental control. And we want that too. The library supports that too. We want parents to decide what books that their children read. And we don't need a small number of parents to decide what every child has access to. And so these book bans are just a larger strategy to something that's really unrelated to the books themselves, but to people specifically.
But my point is, I guess, that it doesn't work. I mean, you know, when I was growing up back in the late 1800s, You know, there was nothing accessible, you know, in the public library that, you know, one could read about, and there was certainly not a whole lot of information from parents to children. But we found out where you could buy magazines, and we found out lots of different things that we weren't supposed to find out about. And then we talked to our peers, and of course they gave us all incorrect information. And so it doesn't make sense to me to not have a place like a library where kids can go to and adults can go to and find what they need. And shouldn't the appropriate way to deal with this be to have sections where they're age appropriate, and then let, you know, the library board make the decisions of what is age appropriate? And if people want to object, they can object and have a discussion and go that route, as against book banning.
And that's essentially what has happened and is happening now. It's just that I think the efforts are louder and more unruly than ever. And so most of us want private lives. Even young people want to have private lives. They want to be able to have their own room, be able to go somewhere without their parents and hang out with their friends. It's all normal and typical. We've all experienced it. And we also know that there's sometimes we have parents who are wanting to know everything about their kid because they're concerned. And that's, again, that's normal. And when you take something about like books and access to books and the ability to read something for yourself on your own, you're just really encroaching upon someone's private life to be able to do something that they want to do. And again, it's up to the parents to decide what their children have access to. Because to your point, you have so much that you'd have to manage to restrict your children from having access to something, whether it's be in films, TV, on the radio, like you said, on their internet. And so, again, the book bans, they don't work, but it's part of a larger strategy. And so it's almost like a red herring, if you will.
All right. So what's the appropriate way to work against this, to open things up? And have there been places around the country that have been successful in doing this?
You know, about, from what I understand, libraries across the country, about 85% of the content is about the same. And the other portion is really tailored to what the community needs. And so, for instance, there was this example where in Nevada, especially in, let's say, northern in Washoe County, there is a desire to read more Western genres, where you might not have that in Connecticut or New York. And so we have these systems that are already in place about how libraries decide what books are going to be in the library. And if people have a concern, they can file a grievance or whatnot and have that discussion. And it works. But again, it's become something else. And so if we just let libraries do the work, then we can be and continue to be okay. Like, there is nothing that has happened because a book has been on a shelf. And so that's what we're trying to get to people to understand, that it's not about these book bans. It's just something else that's happening.
Is it, you know, the fact that this is 2024 and we're still having this discussion is insane. But is the idea in some groups' minds that if a child, and I'm saying child, anybody up to the age of 18 or 21, reads a book about a certain lifestyle, that they are now going to be involved in that lifestyle? Is that what the problem is here?
I think in the short term thinking of it, yes. These are groups of concerned citizens who are getting, I believe, talking points from somewhere else to say that you should be concerned about these things. But if you kind of go down the reasoning as you are, that's not how things work. You're not going to read a book about a transgender female and then decide like, huh, I too want to be transgender. Like, that's just not how things work. Or if you read something about a young woman coming into her, a coming of age story, and she falls in love with another young woman, it doesn't mean that your child is then going to want to be a lesbian. But what it does show is that there are other people out there, and there's other experiences out in the world, and that you are exposed to different reasoning. But I think sometimes people are fearful of being exposed to something that's different than their line of thinking.
And you know, the irony is that America is full of these kind of stories, not just about things sexual, but every group that has ever come to the United States has been and taken their turn in the barrel, whether they were Irish Americans, Italians, Jews, Poles. I mean, you just go down the list. I mean, watch Gangs of New York and you can just start right there and see that history. You know, it's funny. When I was a kid, my mother thought that, her young son should have experience in all kinds of things. So no matter what happened in life, I would be prepared. So she taught me sewing and she taught me knitting. And that was fine until my father found out. And then that came to an end because he thought that that might turn me in some way. Well, here's the stupid part. Many years later, I can't sew a frickin' button on. I mean, it's ridiculous. I have to go to a tailor and pay somebody to put a button on. I mean, it's just absurd. I think that the more that we are exposed to things that are different, the more we realize how much we have in common rather than differences. Am I right in that thinking?
You are absolutely right in my mind. We are as different as we are, we're very much the same. And unfortunately, our differences are used to divide us. And it may sound like a trope or a cliche, but it's happening in real time. And when we talk about gender roles, we are trying to get people to understand things in simple terms, as your example, that just because a boy knows how to sew doesn't mean he's going to be or wants to be a girl. Now, if you knew how to sew, you could probably save yourself hundreds of dollars throughout the year.
I could have had a career as a tailor. Come on. Listen, we have to take a quick break. We'll come right back after this timeout.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Fantastic cocktails and delicious food. It's a good time to eat. Over 500 hot slots plus electronic table games.
It's a good time to play.
Player rewards and big time jackpots.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good time's a train wreck.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Andre Wade. He's the State Director of Silver State Equality. You know, one of the things that's come up is this drag queen readings at libraries for kids. And I want to point out that, you know, over the years, you know, Milton Berle, very famous comedian, was dressing in drag on national television years ago. Robin Williams, Mrs. Doubtfire, was wearing drag. I mean, it's been going on for a long time. Pantomime, boys' schools that put on plays would have boys dressed as girls. Girls' schools would have girls dressed as boys. Peter Pan. I mean, I don't really understand the problem here.
That is a very good point, because drag performance is an art, it's part of popular culture, and it's entertainment at the end of the day. When you can have someone as entertaining looking as a drag queen read to children, they're engaging children to pay attention, to sit and learn and listen to the story. And it just so happens that this person has on a big wig and over the top makeup and a glamorous dress. And we find humor and a sense of fun in it. And we want people to experience it in a way that is just good old fashioned entertainment. And having drag queens read to children, it's just children learning to read. And we should be concerned about children's ability to read more so than drag queens.
Absolutely. And that's where we have to leave it. I thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate you being here. Sorry about all the political questions up front, but pretty big day here.
You got to do your job. I get it.
Okay. Thank you very much. And please come back.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. And we'll be right back.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Carson Valley Inn, it's your place for the good times. Carson Valley Inn.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next broadcast.